Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Miss Suzanne La Follette at the subject's home in Palo Alto on January 27, 1976. Miss La Follette is author of Art in America, which was published in New York in 1929. Well, Miss La Follette, you're the author of one of the earliest general surveys on American art. That, of course, is Art in America, which was published in New York in 1929. Mm-hmm. Of course, before that, there were books on American architecture and American painting. But as far as a general survey, I really do believe yours was one of the two earliest. Not counting Dunlap, which of course is back in the 19th century.
Mm-hmm.
Before we discuss how and why you came to write the book, perhaps you could tell me a little bit of your own personal background, family background, early days, your education, and then perhaps your early interest in art, when that began. Could you fill us in on that a little bit?
Well, I was born in the state of Washington. I spent my childhood in the Snake River Canyon. I never saw a picture that I remember. And I went on not seeing much in the way of art until my father was elected to Congress, and then I was in Washington a good deal for about 7 years. And there I met Frida Kirchway. She died recently. She, you know, she was the editor and then later the owner of The Nation. And I met her through my cousin Fula La Follette. And Fula sent me to The Nation, and she gave me a job there. Frida gave me a job.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked for The Nation for about a year. In other words, my first professional work was done in magazine publishing, had nothing to do with art at all.
Well, this certainly was after your schooling.
Yes.
What was your educational background?
I went my early years to a little country school in the Snake River Canyon, and we had a lot of fun. We had school about 4 months a year. The rest of the
That's
time.
That's wonderful.
Oh, it was beautiful. And then as we grew older, we were a numerous family. My father, he sold the Snake River Ranch. Well, it was a fruit ranch. He sold that, and he had a couple of other ranches up out of the canyon. But he rented those, so we all went to Pullman, Washington, so that we could all go to school.
That's Washington State.
Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the home of the Washington State University.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to high school there, and in fact had a couple of years in college there. Then my father was elected to Congress, and mostly we were in Washington, D.C., after that, I finished high school in Pullman, Washington, and went to college to the Washington State University for a couple of years, and then after I went to Washington, I wanted to go on to college, but I didn't want to go back to the State College of Washington, and I met a lovely young woman, and happened to speak to her about it, and she said, well, why don't you go to my college? I graduated from Trinity, and it is an excellent college. Well, that sounded fine to me. Trinity is a Catholic college which is run by the Sisters of Notre Dame de Namur, and it has its standing is right up with all the other women's colleges. So, of course, I